Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon. Today is July 12, 2016, and it's 1 p.m. Eastern Time. You're listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, and today's show, Body, Mind, Spirit News. You are listening with Courtney Overfield, the executive radio producer of Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, and Mary Beth Rombach-Nelson, who is our wonderful advertising director and manager. So welcome to the show as well, Mary Beth.
Hi, Courtney. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. Are you staying cool? Because it's really hot out there.
Yeah, I hate to turn the air conditioner on, but I actually have the air on, so I'm nice and cool.
Yeah, it's one of those things that we Michiganders just don't want to cave and do, you know?
But when it gets to be about 90 and the humidity is what gets me, is when it's humid, it's like, I usually put it on maybe 4 times a year, and today was one of those days. The dog days of summer, right?
Yeah. Well, I'll take summer for as long as I can get it. Although, you know, fall's right around the corner, and they're already starting to kind of come out with the fall and the Halloween decorations.
Well, I love fall in Michigan with the leaves changing colors. So I'm never really that disappointed to see fall come, because you can throw on a sweatshirt and take the dog for a walk and look at all the beautiful fall colors. So I enjoy all the different seasons, except when we get into like deep winter and it's 20 below wind chill. I can live without that for very long.
Yeah. So let's talk about this month's guide. Right off the bat, what did you think?
Oh, there's a lot going on. There's so many good articles to read, too, in this month's issue. I particularly like the one, Shedding the Weight, Body, Mind, and Emotion. And it talks about, you know, emotional weight and how it can be detrimental to your physical weight, and kind of ties it in with, you know, emotional and physical eating, and how really to be whole and healthy is to look at all parts of your life when you're, you know, trying to have a healthy body. So that was on page 16, and it was called Shedding the Weight, Body, Mind, and Emotion. And I thought that was a really interesting article.
Yeah, I actually had the chance to take a look at that one and read it, and it definitely applies. And it's funny because I actually just had this conversation with my spouse, because he joined a weight program, and he's down, I think as of the weekend, he was down 23 pounds.
Wonderful.
Yeah, he's lost 23 pounds in a month. So he's really happy, and, you know, he's really goal-oriented to losing the weight, and he actually talked to me and asked me to join too, and I definitely could lose some weight too, but me and him had gotten in the discussion because I said, I'm not quite ready yet. And he said, well, what is that supposed to mean? Like, everybody's ready to lose weight. And I said, not necessarily. I said, it's kind of like breaking any other habit, like, you know, quitting smoking. You know, you have to kind of prepare yourself and be ready within your mind and your spirit to do something like that. Because you can't say, well, I want to lose the weight, but then, you know, you're carrying the weight, an emotional weight, and or carrying an emotional blockage, and your mind is just not aligned with what you're trying to do. So I thought that that was a really good article, and it definitely kind of covers that topic.
Yeah, it definitely did. And, it, you know, if someone hadn't really thought about it that way before, it is an eye-opener to kind of self-reflect if you do need to lose weight, is are you carrying emotional baggage, and are you eating for comfort instead of, you know, to nourish your body. So it's just definitely a good article. And then another page right across from it, I know you love working with the crystals. Have you ever worked with the Veracruz amethyst before?
No, actually, I was looking at that before we started this radio show today, because, you know, I love crystals. I have way too many. and that's not one that I've actually had the chance to work with yet, so now I'm kind of curious in getting my hands on a piece, so to speak.
Right.
Yeah, and I like, you know, there's a lot more record keeper stones available, and I know that some people are like, what? Record keeper stones are those that kind of connect to past lives. You know, it helps you take a look at your past issues, you know, past feelings, things along those lines. And you can actually program them to help you through habits and so forth. So I thought it was really an interesting article, and I definitely want to see if I can get my hands on a piece of it.
Yeah, I've never run across it myself either. So now I want to see who has it.
Well, it's kind of an interesting form of amethyst, and they said that it's only natural to Mexico, so that's what kind of gives it its rarity. But I also know that there's a lot more formations of amethyst out there that they're coming across. I don't know if you've seen the red-tipped amethyst before.
No, I haven't.
That's actually becoming a popular amethyst because, you know, they're starting to come across it, and once, you know, we come across something new, everybody's got to have it.
Exactly. It's trending.
Yes, it's trending. And then what happens is because it's so rare and it's trending, then you can't find it.
Well, that's true, too.
You know, there's so many articles in the magazine this month that are really good. It's almost like you can kind of just dive through and find an article on everything. And I definitely like when we kind of have that wide scope of things. But one of my favorites was on page 41 of the guide. And I don't want to necessarily say this is a full-blown article, but I do like what it pronounces and what it's about. It's called Envision a Better Tomorrow, and it's by Susan DeCoffin, and I really liked it. because I don't really want to get into politics. That's not what we do, and that's not what we're about. But with everything that's been going on recently, and in the last year with the shootings and the massacres and, you know, so many people dying and even the weather, you know, California having some extreme fires. I think they just said that one of the largest, I can't remember if it was like typhoons or just tsunamis was recorded to hit out east. I think it was like Thailand or India. You know, there's so many global changes going on politically, economically and so forth, that I think sometimes we forget to refocus on what we envision, not only on a daily basis, but for the world. So I really liked this, and I thought that it kind of hit the point without going off the mark. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it was a very beautiful article, definitely, and worth reading. And we can all, you know, send peace and healing out on a daily basis and make a universal impact to everyone.
Mm-hmm. Well, I always try to remind people that we're not, how do I want to put it? We are all unique in our own way, but we're all at the end of the day people. We all have souls. We're all people. And we all hurt, we all suffer, we all go through things. And sometimes just because we can't always relate to somebody's hurt or suffering doesn't mean it doesn't matter. And, you know, sometimes they just need our support. They need our help. They need our love. They need our blessings and our prayers and so forth. So if you have a moment in time, take the time to think about that. You know, if you were in that type of situation, what would you want people to be sending to you? It goes both ways.
Right. And did you get a chance to read The Art of Astral Projection by Nancy Lynn?
I did take a glance at it, and I did kind of browse through it. So you tell me what you thought.
I think it's really interesting, and I had done astral projection while I was sleeping. Gosh, when I started doing it when I was 14, I didn't really realize what I was doing. I just knew I was doing it. And then the more I got into my spiritual studies, I'm like, oh, that's what I was doing. So I just think it's a fascinating topic. And I think sometimes people can astral travel and they just think they had a really cool dream. What has been your experience with astral travel?
I've astral traveled since I was really young. I didn't quite know what it was at first because in the article she talks about coming back to your body with a gentle ease. Yeah, I didn't do that.
Yeah, like a thump is how it was like I hit a wall, boom.
Yeah, I would always kind of like thunk back into my body to where I would actually wake, you know, I would be like, what the heck? Like my body tingles and, you know, what did I just do? I feel like I got body slammed.
That's so, such a good analysis because I always said it felt like hitting a wall.
Yeah, you feel like you just got body checked by a quarterback, you know?
Exactly, right.
Linebacker. So, but I think it's an interesting article. I think it's an interesting topic because a lot of people don't quite understand it or talk about it as much. So it's definitely an interesting article. I would say if you're going to try it on your own and so forth, you know, be patient. Some people it's just natural. Other people it might take you a time or two, you know, before you get the rhythm of it. So, you know, don't sit there and kind of be like, you know, oh crap, I can't, I can't do this. It's not possible. Yeah, it is. It just, sometimes it takes more than one try.
Right. Practice for a month or so and have the intention and then just let it be and it will just naturally happen.
Mm-hmm.
You can't force it, you know, so to say.
So what did you think, did you get a chance to look at Phil Rosenbaum's article, What Can Hypnosis Do For You?
I glanced at that. What page was that on again, Courtney?
Oh, let me see here. Now, for those of you guys who are following through with this radio show or even listening to this in archive, if you don't get a local copy of the guide, which we deliver to, you know, well over 1,000 locations in Southeast Michigan, so check out your natural food stores, your local library, things along those lines, you can actually go to bodymindspiritguide.com and you can read the whole entire magazine in PDF format on there, and it's completely free. Now, however, if you do want a physical copy to have in front of you every month, we do offer subscription. And you can get a hold of us. You can email Mel at info@bodymindspiritguide.com. And we can get you connected so that you can actually have a physical guide delivered to your home every month. The article itself is on page 18.
Okay.
So, first of all, have you ever tried hypnosis?
I haven't. Have you?
Yes, I actually have. I've done it more than once, too. Years and years ago, I tried hypnosis to quit smoking. And I know that there's probably some listeners out there that have actually tried this or have thought about it. And my recommendation is that if you're going to try hypnosis to break a habit, whether it lose weight or quit smoking, make sure that you are working with a professional, somebody who knows hypnosis, knows what they're doing, and is even willing to sit down and discuss what they're, you know, how it works and so forth and so on before you get into this. Sadly, the experience I had with hypnosis and quitting smoking was, it wasn't a great experience. I did not like the way it was handled and so forth. And, you know, it kind of turned me off of hypnosis until about 2 years ago. I started working with a client who did hypnosis and, you know, I tried it again, but it's an interesting thing because you're aware, but then you also feel like you're kind of having an out-of-body experience at the same time.
And I know, you know, a lot of people I've talked to are afraid that if they get, you know, put under hypnosis that they'll lose control, but really you have to allow yourself to be put under, isn't that correct, Courtney?
Yeah, you have to not only allow yourself to be under and accept the process, but while you're under, you are aware of what is being asked of you. You know, you are aware of the things that are being said and so forth. So unless you're willing to accept that, you're not really going to do that. And I think most people really don't understand that. You know, it's not one of those things where you're under and they're programming you to do backflips when you come out of it, you know, and you have no choice. You have to accept what they're asking you to do. If you don't, then you're not going to do it. And the one thing that I always try to remind people is to keep an open mind. You know, if you're doing this to quit smoking or break a habit, you have to consciously be ready to do that. And a good person who does hypnosis and works with hypnosis will explain that to you. They will really help you understand that. They're not just going to force you to change. You have to be willing to do that. The biggest thing that I always tell people is if it's not in your comfort zone, you're not going to do it. You're not going to do the suggestion.
Right. So you've got to be open and ready and comfortable to get the most out of it. And like you said, you know, be with someone that you sincerely trust and that you know has the right credentials that it will be good for you.
Yeah, and so go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say I've always been interested in it, but I've never run across the right person that I felt I had that connection with to go through with it.
Well, I'm going to say if you ever do work with somebody, make sure that they're certified because there is a certification for hypnotherapy. Phil Rosenbaum, who wrote this article, is certified, and at the bottom of his article is his ad, and he's actually running a July special. You save $50, and normally a $240 package is just $190. So if you're interested, you can actually give him a call at 248-688-6469, and he works through the Self-Esteem Academy, and he can help you with that. But it's a really awesome article to take a look at, especially if you're just interested in the subject of hypnosis.
Yeah, definitely.
So what other articles stood out to you?
The Magic of the 12 Blessings. By Chrissy Blaze on page 21. I found that very interesting and how, she got this book handed to her of the 12 blessings and how it just resonated with her. And she said that she felt just by holding it in her hand that her excitement was rising and that it was, you know, a spiritual happening, that she had been seeking something and that this really resonated with her. And I thought it was a very interesting article on the 12 blessings.
Yeah, her show, Theorious Radio Live, she co-hosts with, how can I not think of his name right now? Richard Lawrence, sorry.
Okay.
He actually helps do this broadcast every month out of England.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes out
of
station in London, England, I believe, or close to London. And they do their show every month, Aetherius Radio Live, and they cover a lot of the subjects of the Aetherius Society, and the 12 blessings are part of that. So it's really interesting. Their show is really interesting. They cover a lot of different dynamic topics. So if you're ever interested, definitely check out their radio show because they go further in depth on a lot of this. The Aetherius Society has a lot of different beliefs and practices on spirituality. They actually were founded by Dr. George King, who used to channel. He used to do a lot of channels and a lot of channelings where he would, pull these transmissions and these in-depth channelings. And, he would share them with the world. So they're a fascinating organization. I love Chrissy and Richard. They're both amazing people. And if you have any questions on it, check out one of their services or even contact them, through the Theory Society.
You can go online, too. She has an article, www.12blessings.org. So you can go online and check it out also.
Yeah, and they're really an awesome organization. A lot of the events that I do in the community or I go and check out in the community, a lot of them I usually run into the Aetherius Society, and I usually always get in a conversation with them because they're just awesome people. They're so laid back. They're so, you know, I would say mellow, and they're so willing to answer any questions you have. So they're really some genuine, nice people.
Which is, you know, you can appreciate when you meet and talk to and are around people that are so genuine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really an awesome thing to find. Not that we don't have that in the community, but we definitely love it in the community.
Right. And then on the back page of the guide,
yeah.
I see the Color Fest, and that looks like a lot of fun. And you can go www.colorfestmichigan.com, and that's Saturday, August 6th from 11 to 5 at the Novi Civic Center.
Yeah, normally we're a sponsor of that, too.
Uh-huh.
So personally been. Have you?
I haven't, but, you know, I was looking at that, and I'm like, that looks like a lot of fun. Mantra music, kids' activities, food, dance performances, yoga, live bands. I mean, it looks like a really fun event. And for $5 online or $8 at the gate, and kids are free that are under 10. So
just make sure
that would be
your clothes that you're willing to get colored.
Because you're going to be.
Now, well, I'm pretty sure it all washes out. I've been told
right.
that, but still, you know, wear some clothes that you're okay covering in color, because, you know, you're going to come home and you're going to look like the rainbow.
Right.
I've never personally been to the event, but I know Penny, who's the owner of Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, her daughter usually goes every year, and she says it's a phenomenal event and it's a lot of fun.
It looks like a lot of fun. So definitely
so,
something I'll have to check my calendar and see if I can go. My son Brent would absolutely love it, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's a great event for kids. I know that there was an article in the guide about the Intuitive Interactive Holistic and Psychic Expo that I believe took that place at EMU. So I know
I actually read and did Psychic Crossing Over for that event, and it was a beautiful venue, and Amy and the volunteers do such a wonderful job, and it ran smoothly, and there were some beautiful people that came, and you always meet so many interesting people that come for readings and other readers and vendors, and it was just a very positive event. And EMU, there was like a pond that you looked out when you sat and in the chairs, and it was very relaxing and surreal. So, and a lot of great people.
Now, if you take a look, that article's on page 44 if you want to read more about that event. On page 45 is the Festival of Chariots. If you would like more information on this event, it's thefestivalofchariots.com. This is the 31st annual Festival of Chariots, and it's taking place on July 24th at the Novi Civic Center. And this is showcasing India's spirituality and culture. And usually there is over 10,000, well, they expect about 10,000 people. It's a free event, open up to the public. You know, it's a free lunch. There's dances, music, yoga, shopping, cooking demos, henna, a lot of cultural booths and art. So this is an awesome event to check out. It's completely free. I mean, you can't go wrong.
Right.
You know, and it's one of those things that you can kind of check out and learn more about the spirituality of India. So I highly recommend people check out that event as well. And that's actually coming up not this weekend, but next weekend.
Right. That definitely sounds like a lot of fun. And then one of our sponsors, David Zimmerman, is an astrologer and a spiritual speaker. He's going to be at Olivet College in Olivet, Michigan from July 17th through the Friday the 22nd. And that was at Olivet College in Olivet, Michigan. And there's a number of speakers and he happens to be one of him. And he talks about spiritual astrology, and it's just he's a very interesting speaker if you haven't heard him. And that was at Olivet College.
Yeah, so if you're interested in some of the events that we're talking about or even some of the ones that we don't cover, if you take a look at page 35 in the guide, we have what we call a to-do list every month, and Melanie puts this together. And it's a list of some of the events coming up in the community. I do want to mention one. It's the Forgiveness Divine, the Letting Go Boot Camp, which is on July 21st. From 6 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. This event is going to be hosted by Dr. Andrea Lee. It's $45 to attend this event, and it includes a $20 gift, so technically you're only paying $25 for the event, and it's held at the Sheraton Detroit Novi Hotel in Novi. If you want more information on this event, you can go to AndreaRelationshipCoach.com. Now, I know for a fact that this is limited, and she's filling up. So if you're interested in this event, you really need to get a hold of her and get your spot. This event is for those who are in a relationship or even single that really want to do an evening of self-discovery and learn to set yourself free from your past. Dr. Andrea Lee is actually one of our brand new radio hosts. She started in July, and actually her show aired live this morning at 10 a.m. So her show will always be before this one. And her radio show is Fairy Tale Interrupted Relationship Coaching with Dr. Andrea Lee. She's an awesome host. She's an amazing person. Her business is so unique. What she does is so unique. And I just love her. I've gotten to know her, you know, a little bit more in the last couple of weeks. So if you didn't get a chance to check out her show today, go back and archive on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio and listen to it. She had me interview her for her first show, so you really get an idea of what she has to offer. But definitely check out that event, and you have to register for it. I will be honest with you, with what I've experienced with her, it's a life-changing opportunity. If you're having issues with your past and forgiveness and letting go, or even if you're having marital issues, relationship issues, you know, things along those lines, then this is the event for you.
It sounds like it could truly be freeing of breaking a pattern in your life and healing. So it definitely sounds like it would be beneficial to go.
Mm-hmm. For another cool one that's coming up is Learn Meditation on July 18th, which is this upcoming weekend. It's from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m., and it's hosted by Present Moment Meditation. And you can find more about that in livinginthepresentmoment.com. I know a lot of people want to learn how to meditate and kind of get into that flow and rhythm. So this might be an event to check out, and it's going to be held at the Livonia Senior Center. So if you've been going, I want to learn how to meditate.
Right.
This might be the event for you. I also, on the same page, they talk about the Body, Mind, Spirit Festival at Unity in Livonia. This is going to take place on October 1st from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Unity of Livonia Church on 5 Mile Road. I know they're still seeking vendors. So if you are interested in being a vendor at this event, registrations cannot be no later than August 15th. The booths are pretty reasonable priced, so we sponsor this event. I know a couple, 2 years ago, we started this, sponsoring this event, and we were all there, and it's an awesome event to take a look at. So, and also going on that day, so mark this on your calendar, because October 1st, there will also be the Downriver Spirit Fest going on that day as well. That's an awesome festival to check out, and that goes on throughout the day. Every single reader there is one unique, so you can literally come in and get a reading from a medium, a pet reader, a rune reader, a bone reader. There's all kinds of readers there, and then there's also unique vendors who do handmade, natural, and homemade products. And I just got the chance to interview Nancy Lynn, who showcases that event and puts it on. And that In Touch interview aired live yesterday at 10 a.m. So if you want to know more about that event and a lot of the classes that she offers and some of the other things that her business office offers, check the In Touch interview out at BodyMindSpiritRadio.com.
So there is a lot going on this summer and into the fall. So definitely if you want to enhance yourself spiritually or just learn something new or just have an enjoyable time and go out with your friends, there's so many different events to pick from. So it's pretty cool what we have going on in Southeast Michigan.
Yeah, one of the things that I do want to mention for those of you guys who are looking for an event this month as well, Gibraltar usually once a month puts on the Holistic Fair, an expo that will be taking place the end of the month. It's actually a three-day event, so if you can't make it one day, there's two other days to attend. That'll be going on July 29th. 30th and 31st. There's usually a lot of vendors there and readers. Also, if you want to attend and you have any questions about radio or the guide, I will be there.
Oh, okay. Good. I also enjoy the article of on page 28, Why Hasn't My Life Changed by Barbara White? And did you get a chance to look at that one?
I actually did not. So I'm going to let you kind of talk about
okay.
that one.
You know how people are kind of always, you know, they want their life to change, but it's hard work, and change is always difficult. Whenever you have a change that comes up in your life, if you, you know, changing where you live or looking for a house or getting married or getting divorced, changes are always difficult, and it just talks about, you know, people are always trying to dodge the pain and not feel the pain and, you know, maybe numb it and self-medicate or become a workaholic or not deal with it. And she just kind of talks about the pain being the bridge to your greater self. So kind of work through it, feel it, and move through it and let it empower you and, you know, have self-discipline and self-love for yourself. So it just was a really good article about, you know, why change is so hard and the different steps that you can go through to make it easier and a more positive experience that you can have growth from.
Yeah, and she's also one of our radio hosts. She does Barbara White Live, she does Calling All Leaders and Healers, but you're listening, you know, live with Barbara White. And she's going to be interviewing members of HAI, or I like to say HAI, but they pronounce it HAI, organization, Pauline Volvo and Peter Rengel. Now, they've been on our radio station before, but they work with that organization, and it's a really powerful organization, helping people empower themselves, love themselves, creating a world where everybody contributes and so forth. So you can listen live to that radio show on July 26th at 10 a.m., and she's always interviewing world leaders and local leaders and so forth, so that'll be an awesome radio show to listen to. I bring that up because for our listeners out there, there is a HAI office out in California, and recently they were just they dealt with wildfires out there, and they had a lot of devastation. So we definitely want to keep them in our prayers and send some love and light their way to be able to rebuild and get back up on their feet.
Definitely.
So I definitely want to mention a couple things about radio. I did talk about Fairy Tale Interrupted Relationship Coaching with Dr. Andrea Lee. Her show was live today, so definitely check that out. We also have another new host, and her name is Christine Fodor, and her show will be live at the end of the month on July 27th. Now, her show is a little bit different because her show will be airing live at 8 p.m., and I know that's a little bit different for some people because normally our time slots are 10, 1, and 7, but she works some amazingly long hours and still maintains a side business and does a lot of work with Access Consciousness and Theta Healing and so forth. So she took an 8 p.m. time slot, which is new to our station, but we are really excited to have her. Her show is Embodying Your Higher Self, Clearing the Ego. And her topic for this month is freedom and independence, how you can feel more freedom in your life instead of being limited by past experiences, judgments, negative belief systems, or old patterns. So definitely tune into that show. We want to welcome her and Dr. Andrea Lee to our station. We're so excited to have you guys. And also, if you guys had haven't had a chance, take a look at the Up to the Mic article for this month. It was published by Dr. Liz Jelinek. We're adding doctors to our station.
But it's wonderful. You do such a great job with radio, Courtney, and it's fabulous that the radio shows, you know, become more and more diverse and continually add new hosts. So it's just more fascinating radio shows to listen to on Body, Mind, Spirit. So good job. It's very interesting. People are coming aboard. It's an exciting time.
Well, thank you. And we're excited to have, you know, these new hosts. So definitely check out the Up to the Mic article on Liz. She joined our network, I believe it was in June. And I just, you know, I try to write about all of our new hosts as fast as possible. We have so many new people joining our network, every month. So definitely always check out those Up to the Mic articles so that you can learn more about the host and learn more about what they do and what they offer. I also want to mention Accident Angels. And I know I covered this show last month, but I want to mention them again. They're a new host. They are weekly, twice a week they do a show, every Monday and Thursday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. And Renee Angel is the host, and she works for the company Accident Angels Injury Consultants. So if you've been in a car accident, an auto accident, truck, motorcycle, bike accident, you know somebody who's been in these types of accidents, and they're looking for guidance, they're looking for help, they don't know which way to turn, you know, they have some severe medical issues and things along those lines, then this show is definitely for you. She brings in lawyers at least once a week. You can actually ask these lawyers questions live on the air. Or type them in the chat room. And then also she brings in a lot of testimonials and people who have gone through these experiences and how they've overcome them. So if you're looking for somebody who will legitimately help you with that type of incident or accident, then definitely stay, you know, tune into their show as well. So that's what's going on with radio. Oh, and I do want to mention that I'm pretty positive we will have a new host for August by the name of Dejana Harris, and she will actually be doing a show with us from Australia.
Oh, how cool. So we're definitely becoming more and more global.
Well, our station is a global network, and we're really proud of that fact, you know, and that we reach a global audience. But she's an awesome person, and she is really pretty. I'm about 99% sure she's starting her show on the first week of August. She'll be doing her show August 4th. Now, this is where it gets a little bit tricky. She'll be doing her show August 4th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, United States. However, in Australia, she is 14 hours ahead of us. So she will be airing live her time. It will technically be the following day there at 10:30 a.m. So I find that really interesting.
That is interesting. It makes it tricky when you, like, need to call the person to ask a question because it could be in the middle of the night for them. You got to, like, really look at the time zone.
Yeah, I definitely have to keep keeping that one in mind. You know, even with England, they're like 6 hours ahead of us and so forth. So, you know, to be dealing with somebody on a totally different continent, you know, way far away from where we are, we're excited to have her come on board. And I've been working very hard with her to actually find a time slot that would work both for her and for us.
It can be challenging.
Yes, and her show title will be called Master Self, which I think is just awesomely cool. So we're really excited about the changes to radio. And I have to throw this out there. We've had so many people call about the network or be interested in the network and joining. We are filling up, and we are so excited about that, because once we fill what we have, we are actually going to open up radio to 7 days a week. And from that point forward, if we do radio 7 days a week, I may have to change the network to a 24-hour-a-day network, you know,
right.
and open it up. So if you're out there and you own your own personal business, or you're an author, or you're a teacher, or you have a practice that you really want to share on a worldwide basis and connect, then radio is for you. And definitely give us a call. So
definitely. And then in the near future, we've been working on some video productions for our YouTube channel. And again, if you have a business or if you want, you know, if you're an author and you want to reach a worldwide global audience, you know, through a video promotion, we're putting together a package that will definitely be out by fall that you can contact us and would love to sit down and talk about, you know, what your thoughts are and what you want to put together, and we can consult with you and help you, you know, get your message out to the world through a video. And how exciting would that be? So there's a lot of new things coming, and we just keep growing and becoming more and more global. So it's a very exciting time at Body, Mind, Spirit Guide.
Yeah, there's so many changes that we're doing and so many changes that we're working on. So, and I know you've been trying really, really hard to get that moving forward and doing that. So kudos to you.
Oh, thank you. So, yeah, if anyone is interested in learning more about that, they could email me at marybeth@bodymindspiritguide.com, and I'd be happy to sit down and talk with you.
Yeah, there's so many advertisers in the guide that it's hard to mention them all, and I know we have new ones and so forth. West End Yoga, I believe, is a new one. I mean, we always have new advertisers coming on board, and like I said, it's really hard to mention them all. I believe Shava Psychiatry on page 10 is a new advertiser. But one of the cool things about our advertisers is, you know, make sure you take a look at their ads, because a lot of them offer coupons, discounts, and so forth as well. So you never know what you can save if you take a look at, an ad in the guide. All of our advertisers are wonderful. They keep us in business.
And shop, yeah, definitely shop local. And of course, this, in the summertime, the farmers market, take advantage of the fresh organic fruits and vegetables. There's so many different farmers markets that, as part of summer, and it's just, you know, fun to go to the farmers market, and it's such good produce that you get from there.
Yeah, and speaking with some of our advertisers, both Adriana Lesniak and Wendy Powers were unable to do their shows this month due to some emergencies. Wendy Powers was ill, and we were sending her a lot of prayers, love, and light. Adriana Lesniak had a family emergency, and that combined with the huge power outage we had here in Michigan just made it really, really difficult for us to actually get, rebroadcast one of her older shows. So we're sending a lot of prayers to Wendy Powers. She will definitely be back on for her show next month.
But I'm glad to hear that.
If you guys have kind of missed her, you know, I know she offers free readings and so forth through our network. She should be back on. She definitely intends to be back on next month. And as far as Adriana, she'll be back on her regular showtime next month. Wendy's is the first Saturday. Adriana's is the second Saturday, and they both do their shows at 10 a.m. You guys might have noticed with the network that we did a live broadcast of one of Adriana's shows yesterday, a special rebroadcast of one of her older shows with Norma D. Ellis. It's an awesome show. Go back and listen to it in archive. But we were making up for everything that went on Saturday, and we wanted to rebroadcast and definitely take awesome care of her. So we want to just send some prayers to both of them. They'll be back on their regular show times next month.
Definitely sending prayers and thoughts of, you know, healing and health for both of them. And I believe my show too, I was in Colorado for a memorial. I believe there was technical difficulty with that, the power outage, but I will be on later this month for the Healing Soul on the July 25th. So yeah, my flight actually from Colorado because of the Michigan weather got canceled. So it's summertime. You never know what's going to happen.